Well, good evening, and thank you so much, Paul, for inviting me. And it's wonderful to be among you and to hear your poems. It's very uplifting, as you all well know, to hear others who are doing the same work in the same vein, digging for the same good turf, as Seamus Heaney would say. It's lovely to be here. I want to congratulate Obeo on the occasion of its anniversary and many more. And again, Paul, thanks for bringing us together and into this community when this event easily could not have happened. Is that right? Yeah,
it could not
have happened. So
thanks, Patrick.
Thanks for having me. I have two poems for you this evening. The first, it just appeared in Poetry Magazine a couple months ago. It's called Upon Hearing Amy Winehouse at St. James Church in Dingle. Grief without song could be any stone chapel built of loss, packed with aging villagers, lulled reticent as rue by a roped bell's tongue, hemmed by iron gates and a yew tree lurking mirthlessly beside a burial ground where moss-patinaed saints and earth angels gather round relic icons of threadbare hand-me-down faith. You sit, kneel, stand on your misericord and eaten Job in the organ belly's drone, sorting your parents' hoarded aggregate. Clothes, pawn, and charity shops won't take. Sewing kits. Boxes of old Polaroids of anonymous sepia people you wouldn't be here without. File drawers of past taxes, uniforms from the war, wedding dress, unworn shoes unfit for a holy soul. And that's just the tip, to say nil of unspeakable sins in attic and basement. Macular shorebirds scan white caps for questions the mind's eye can alight. Dim synapse of a candlelit nave, musty kneelers, a deacon's chair from Suriname. Grief without song is wasted pain. According to patron James, faith in works, in real acts of creation, amplify our part in salvation's soundtrack louder than wafers, wine, or words of mumbled expiation dissolved on penitent tongues. In your rusted anechoic husk, your veins' blood thrum a rushing river hymn, an electric fence of nerves ticking in your cerebellum until silence clears its throat. And from her first chthonic tremolo, it comes as no shock how from Galway to Summerhill, churches are being repurposed as concert halls by clergy who swear love's lost call note still lingers, runic under the moored murmur of all those services you sat unmoved through. The supernal flatulence of organ bellows at last revised, infidelity rare as a black velvet angel with spindly legs and mental hair, her aqueous blues beguiling as the B-side of prayer beside an ocean we couldn't hear but always knew was there. And thanks very much. And my second and final poem, and I'm sorry, this is a short set. I was given a time limit, so I try to adhere. But I look forward to joining you all live and in person in the Long Valley one day, and I will give you all a hug and do a much longer set of poems and songs if you'll have me. So till that day, take care, be well, and keep writing poems. We'll get through it. So, how about a little music? This poem is by W.S. Merwin. And it pretty neatly sums up for me, it's kind of how I've been feeling lately, in spite of, well, all the concern and the sort of low-grade angst. There's also a very healthy dose of gratitude. And so I'll play this for you. This poem is called Thanks. Listen. With night falling, we are saying thank you. We are standing on the bridges, out from the railing. We are running out of the classrooms with our mouths full of food. To look at the sky and say thank you. We stand by the water, thanking it. Standing by the windows, looking out in our directions, we are saying thank you. Back from a series of hospitals, back from Wuhan. After funerals, we are saying thank you. After news of death, whether or not we knew them, we are saying thank you, thank you. We are saying thank you. Saying thank you. In doorways and in the backs of cars and in elevators too. Remembering board and the police at the door and the beatings on stairs. Just saying thank you. In the banks we're saying pieces of the officials and the rich and the all who will never change. We go on saying thank you, thank you. We go on saying thank you. To the animals dying around us, taking our feelings, we are saying thank you. With the forest falling faster than the minutes of our lives, we are saying thank you, thank you. We are saying thank you. With our words going out like cells of a brain, with the cities growing over us, we are saying thank you, faster and faster wheel. Nobody listening, we are saying thank you. We are saying and waiting, dark though it is, dark though it is. From the railings, we're running out of the place.
look at the sky and sing.